This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi announced his resignation Friday after the country's top Shiite Muslim cleric urged lawmakers to reconsider their support for a government rocked by weeks of deadly anti-establishment unrest. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has more.
Abdul Mahdi's resignation marked the latest twist in Iraq's unprecedented crisis, and his departure could be a blow to Iranian influence after Iran's militia allies and its own commanders intervened last month to keep the premier in his job despite mass protests. Young, unarmed and majority Shiite Muslim protesters have led demands for an overhaul of Iraq's political system, one they say is endemically corrupt and serves foreign powers, especially Baghdad's ally Tehran. Iraq's current political class is drawn mainly from powerful Shiite politicians, clerics and paramilitary leaders, including many who lived in exile before a US-led invasion overthrew Sunni dictator Saddam Hussein in 2003.
That's Lauren Anthony of Reuters. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is paying tribute to emergency responders and members of the public who thwarted an attack on London Bridge Friday. A suspect, wearing a fake explosive vest, was wrestled to the ground by several passers-by. The attacker stabbed several of those people, but was shot dead by police as he attempted to continue his attack. Prime Minister Johnson praised both the police officers and the members of the public.
Clearly, my thoughts are first with the emergency services, with the police, the bravery that they showed in going towards danger, as they do. I also want to pay tribute to the extraordinary bravery of those members of the public who physically intervened.
Johnson said that he was saddened that some people were injured, but the incident shows that Britain will never be intimidated by terrorists. This is VOA News. Thousands